Before we start the show, let's hear from one of our sponsors. Their support keeps this show free for you. Hey there, Peace and Parenting family. If you love the podcast but wish to enjoy it without interruptions, your wish has come true. Introducing the ad-free version of the Peace and Parenting podcast available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. As a subscriber, you'll get all the heartfelt advice, parenting stories, and actionable tips you love without any ads. For less than the cost of a coffee each month, you will enjoy uninterrupted listening while also supporting our work to help you build stronger connections with your kids. Try it out for free. Simply find Peace and Parenting on Apple Podcasts, click try free, and you'll gain immediate access to our ad-free episodes. There's no commitment and you can cancel anytime. So if you're ready for a more peaceful, uninterrupted listening experience, subscribe now. Let's keep focusing on connection without the distractions. Hi, I'm Michelle, a mother of two teens. 13 years ago, I traded in punishments and rewards for connection. Now I prioritize relationship over behaviors, utilize play as a parenting tool, and set limits with empathy instead of consequences. Each week, I share my journey and interview clients, experts, and followers. Thanks for joining me on the Peace and Parenting podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the Peace and Parenting Podcast. I'm Michelle, and I am back with a guest, Lauren, who has a parenting question. Lauren, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. My name is Lauren. I am from Indiana, and I am a mom to Lennon, who just turned three.
Okay, great. Amazing. And you have a parenting question that you wrote in about. So tell us about this question.
Yes. So my question's around having a very strong-willed toddler who tends to do the exact opposite of what I say. And I don't know if it was creativity or what it was, but I was like, you know what? Today I'm going to try to use some quote unquote reverse psychology, and was like, hey, Lennon, don't do this. Like something I wanted her to like, don't brush your teeth. Whatever you do, don't brush them. And immediately she wanted to go and brush her teeth. And it worked in the moment, but long term, I know it's not a great solution to try to get her to do like necessary things.
Right. Okay, good. This is great. It's good insight. And I don't think you're necessarily completely on the wrong track, but let's get some background and some ideas behind Lennon. Do you use any sort of punishments or consequences or threats or bribes or any of those kinds of things?
Oh, I try not to. We have pretty strong boundaries. I feel like the last few months there have been more like, not like threats in a bad way, but like, if you don't do this, then you don't have that. And more of like a natural consequence way. But sometimes it doesn't necessarily work out that way. Like, okay, if you don't clean up your toys, then you don't get to watch any shows or stuff like that. But sometimes, a lot of the times, it's negotiating the essentials that I feel like I'm doing all the time.
Okay.
Like, okay, you have to brush your teeth, and I don't know how to do any of the above to bribe you or get you to do this.
Yeah. Okay. This is really good insight. Any sort of other punishments like sending to time out or any of that kind of stuff?
Not often. Every once in a while, I'll be like, okay, if you aren't willing to like help clean up, you can go to your room and you can come down when you're feeling ready to do that. But not usually trying to isolate her. It's usually trying to give her time before she decides she's ready to do whatever.
Right. Okay. And are you using any, connection tools like, special time or, empathy or, play?
Yeah, I try to do a lot of those things. I don't know if I'm using any specific tools, but I try to keep like connection in mind when I'm doing anything with her. So instead of just like telling her to do something or getting angry with her, like I try to get down to her level and connect with her first. Or if she gets upset or cries or has a tantrum about something like a boundary I've set, I usually help calm that down first before we talk about moving forward.
Okay. Great backgrounds, great ideas. So connected parenting is this ideology that uses no punishments, no consequences, no threats, no bribes, no anything. And the reason that we don't use those things is because they tend to erode relationship. And for our strong-willed children, like my daughter Esme, who's super strong-willed, who's turning 19 next month, they feel as if it's like an attack on their psyche. And they will push deeply against us even more when we threaten or bribe them. And so those things tend to cause less cooperation in our house. So I'd say the first place that I'd really try to work on is not using any threats or bribes and trying to not see them as natural consequences. So a natural consequence is if you don't wear your jacket outside, you're going to get wet. A natural consequence is if you don't pick your toys up, I'm taking the toys away. Mm-hmm. That's a punishment. And so punishments for these little kids, for all kids, really don't work. And they tend to backfire, meaning they cause more pushback and more places where they want to say no. And that's probably why the reverse psychology is working, because she just wants to do the opposite of what you say because she feels controlled by the threats and bribes.
Okay, that makes sense.
So I would try to take those out. It's going to be really hard because, like, I think the reason you got to this reverse psychology is because you don't know what else to do because she's not cooperating.
Yeah, it was like all of the things that I was seeing of how to, like, giving choices. Okay, you can do this or you can do that. You can be like, all of the tools that I was seeing out there weren't working. And then that's when I got to like the bribes or the threats. And then once those stopped, those weren't working, I was like, okay, I don't even know at this point, because I don't want to punish or have this power struggle or dynamic or think about it that way. But it's gotten difficult to be creative in our solutions.
Yeah. So I think what we want to do is kind of zoom out and think about relationships. So if we think about relationship and thinking about who are the people that you want to cooperate with. And when we can think about the people that we want to cooperate with as adults, it's usually people that we feel good about. And so really trying to think about, how do we form this deep bonded relationship with this little tiny person? We want them to do what we ask organically without having to have a tip or a trick or a threat or a bribe or anything. We want to say, hey, it's time to clean up your toys. And we want them to say, okay, mom. Now, we won't always get that, but we find that children are more likely to follow our lead when they feel connected to us. And so the first step in that is getting rid of all of those punitive measures, sending her to her room, threats, bribes, any of that. It feels like it's innocuous, like, oh, I'm just sending her to her room until she's ready. But you're telling her in that moment, like, your behavior or your lack of cooperation isn't good enough. And you need to go isolate yourself until you're willing to do what I tell you to do. So it can feel controlling to them. Mm-hmm. And then so they want to control us back. So the next time we ask them to do something, they're like, no, forget you. So that piece first. The second piece is, let's try to incorporate some connective tools. So the connective tools of connective parenting are empathy, setting limits with empathy, special time, and play. And you're actually using play when you say to her, oh, you better not do that, because you're being playful about your request and you're getting her to buy in because it's connective. And it will work some of the time. And for this stage and age, it's going to work a little bit. But like you said, it's not good long term. So let's give you some other tools. So one tool that's really good is called special time. And we do it every single day with our child for 20 minutes and it's announced. So you're going to say, oh my gosh, we're going to do something called special time for 20 minutes. You get to choose whatever we do. You're in charge. And you set a timer for 20 minutes and you basically have to be her minion. You have to do whatever she says. She's in total control and you have to do it with fervor. Like, it's the most amazing thing you've ever done in your entire life. Oh, I love playing blocks. It's so fun. You have to be her best playmate because you want her coming back for more special time. The reason it's so effective is because it gives the little toddler control in a world where they have no control. And she needs control, this strong-willed little girl. She needs lots and lots of control. And so this will give her 20 minutes every day where she's in control. And over time, you're going to see the number one thing we see is increased cooperation.
We are going to take a short break from our show to hear from our sponsors. Without their sponsorship, I wouldn't be able to bring you the Peace and Parenting podcast free of charge. So I'll see you back in just a few minutes.
What if you spent the next 30 days really focusing on connection with your kids? What do you think sibling rivalry would look like? How would cooperation go? And what would the feeling be in your home? Join my 30-day challenge. For 30 days, you join me and my coach, Martha, and really explore the ideas of connection. We do group coaching for the entire month, and you have access to all of the Peace and Parenting materials. Please join us for a 30-day challenge. Find the link in the show notes.
My book, Unpunished, is finally here. It is my journey into connected parenting, the idea of perfection, and how it nearly took me down as a mom. I give you my best thinking around how to be a connected parent and the insights that I've discovered over the last 12 years of this incredible journey. I'm giving my book away for free, plus shipping and handling. So go to unpunished.com and get yours today. We're shipping domestically and we're also shipping internationally.
Okay, back to the episode.
The other thing I would suggest is trying to find where you can say yes to her, because she needs to hear a lot of yes and not a lot of no. And so if she asks to do something, if you really can't do it, tell her, yeah, we can do it tomorrow. Yes, we can do it later. You don't want to brush your teeth now? Fine. Let's go play for a while. Let's go do a special time. And then after you do your special time or after you play for a while, then you ask her the hard ask. When you're asking these hard asks, like brushing teeth, getting ready for bed, all the things that are really hard for little kids like that, make sure you're tapping into how she's feeling. Is she feeling good? Is she amiable? Is she happy? Is this the time to be asking her to brush her teeth? Or should I try to cultivate more connection, more special time, more play in her life so that she feels better and I'm asking her at a more opportune time? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
One other thing I think is important too is not to repeat the ask too much. Like sometimes we're like, got to brush your teeth. Guess what? We only have 5 more minutes. You have to brush your teeth. Hey, brush our teeth right now. And by the 5th time you're asking, you're like, brush your teeth. And so just asking once, hey, it's time to brush your teeth. If you can tell you're getting pushback, 2 things. One is sometimes when kids push back and say, no, I don't want to brush my teeth, and they become very whiny, you can respond with empathy. Oh, I know brushing your teeth is so icky. I hate brushing your teeth. But when she's complaining, she's telling you, I'm going to brush my teeth. I just don't want to. And so if you could empathize long enough with her, oh, no, you don't want to brush your teeth. It's so annoying. Oh, I hate brushing my teeth too. Can you empathize long enough with her that she will actually succumb to it? And can you stick in that empathy long enough? 10 minutes. You might get her there.
Yeah. I've done some of these like with empathy, like, oh yeah, I totally get that. Or sometimes I'll relate it back to like when I was younger. You know what? When I was young, I hated brushing my teeth. And sometimes it works, but sometimes it doesn't. So maybe it does need like that more time of, and like less urgency of, okay, it's your bedtime and you haven't, you're 10 minutes past bedtime and you're still not brushing your teeth. So that could be part of all of it too.
Yeah. I mean, I think when we get tight around something too, we're like, you have to brush your teeth. Oh my God, you have to go to bed. I want you to go to bed so I can relax. Like they can feel it. And sometimes with these strong-willed kids, it just makes them push in more. You know, because they don't want to just succumb to the control.
Yeah, I think that's where I've been struggling too with, like, obviously a lot of toddlers have some level of strong will, but she's very like, you would think she's an adult in the way that she is able to negotiate what she wants. And I've struggled because I was like, okay, I say yes to most of the things that you want to do. So this one time I'm like, let's do my suggestion is like, you're 3. How are you already so set in your ways?
Well, also brushing teeth can be the beginning of going to bed. right? And three-year-olds don't want to, they don't want to separate from their caregiver. And so she's not only just saying, probably, I don't want to brush my teeth, but I don't want to separate from you. I don't want to go to bed. I don't want this part of our day to continue to exist.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe that is, could be a part of it. Some other suggestions is, can you do a big wrestling match before you ask her to brush her teeth? Can you do hide and seek? Can you do chase? Can you do something big and boisterous and fun and connective before you're asking her to brush her teeth? And if her bedtime is 8, let's say, are you starting early enough that you're allowing for pushback, that you're allowing for play, that you're allowing for all this stuff so you don't get to bedtime and you're like, ah, I feel crunched.
Yeah.
So really back, you know, planning ahead a bit might help you some too. Another thing is play. And I think the play that you're using is, it's cute and it'll work for a while, but I wouldn't rely on it completely. But you could play in a different way. Like, you don't want to brush your teeth. Are you sure? I saw some sugar bugs in your, let me see, open your mouth. Ooh, wee. I think there's sugar bugs in there. Do I have sugar bugs in mine? Do you want to brush my teeth? Can you get the sugar bugs out of my teeth? And so can you find playful ways to get the teeth brushing done where it isn't just like your will against her will. And it's just like, I'm going to ask until I'm frustrated and I'm going to push back until you're frustrated. And then you guys get into this back and forth that you can't get out of. And can you flip the script and be playful instead of sticking in with your own strong will?
Yeah, that's true. I've tried, we've done dentist a few times. So I'm like, okay, we're going to pretend that I'm the dentist and I'm coming in to brush your teeth. Like, I'll let her lay in her bed and everything and be like, okay, the dentist is coming in to check your teeth. And it worked for about a week. And then she was like, I don't want to see the dentist anymore. I was like, okay. Just like, it's even that of like, sometimes she's like almost wants to outsmart my play. She's like, I see what you're trying to do here.
And she probably does. And I think the thing with all, you have to have many techniques.
Yeah.
You can't just rely on one thing and think that it's going to carry you through because it's not going to. It's going to be empathy and understanding one time. It's going to be playing dentist a different time. It's going to be reverse psychology a different time. It's going to be the wrestling match a different time. It's like, but all of these things are connection.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you use one of them, you're building connection and relationship with this little girl. And so hopefully over time, paired with the special time, it will get lots and lots easier. And getting rid of sending her to her room or any sort of threats and bribes, that package together is going to get you to the finish line.
Okay. Do these techniques work too with like, not necessarily routines that we do every day, but like, okay, doesn't want to pick up her toys. And I'm like, okay, like if, again, it's another threat that I'm trying to work on, but like, if you don't pick up your toys, then you can't like play with these toys anymore. Like, we won't be able to have all these toys if they're spread out everywhere all the time. And she'll be like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Like, well, get rid of it.
Well, that's it too. It's like, she's calling your bluff.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. And so it's an empty threat. Not only it's a threat, it's an empty threat, right? Because you're not going to take away all her toys.
Right.
And so I think replacing that, you can threaten her with affection. You can say, little girls who don't clean up their toys are going to get hugs and kisses from their mommy. And you give her hugs and kisses and you roll around on the ground and you play for a few minutes. And then you say, maybe we should pick up these little toys. Don't you think we should? Here, let me help you. And so that connection might push her over the edge enough to be able to be cooperative.
Okay.
We want her to be organically cooperative. We don't want to coerce or threaten or manipulate our kids into cooperation. We really want them to say, yes, I'll help and yes, I'll do it. And you're not always going to get it, but we want to be able to get it more often than not.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. These are things that I've been wanting to do where I want to have the connection and the empathy first, but it's gotten lost somewhere in the last couple of months that it's still there. It's still trying to connect first, but not as much playful connection as it is the things that I don't want to be doing that I'm just kind of defaulting to.
Yeah. We get frustrated, right? When we hear no enough, we get really frustrated and our parents probably used threats and bribes. Our parents probably used yelling. Our parents probably sent us to our room. Our parents probably did all this stuff. So somewhere in our ethos, that's what we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't know any better and we default to this because it's in our psyche. But if we could just place other things in our psyche because we use them enough, then our default changes. Mm. And yours will too. You just have to be cognizant of it. And if you start now when she's three, you'll be golden because you'll have a kid who will cooperate and you won't even really have to think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Lauren, anything else?
I think that's it. I think all of those different tools will be helpful in a wide variety of strong-willed no's.
Yes, you'll have to try them all and they won't work all the time, but they will work. And if you get, 70% more yes, then you're winning.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're definitely winning. All right, Lauren. Well, thank you for coming on. I so very much appreciate it. And this was a great question.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate all your advice.
Yeah, of course. And I will see everybody on the Peace and Parenting podcast next time.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.